Hey, hi everyone, and welcome to our session that goes with our fourth week of Spine Love. Okay, so we're exploring here in the lecture part spine fusion or stiffening of the spine along with thoracic 6 through to thoracic 2 vertebrae. And I'm going to get you to begin here by taking some slow, deep inhales and exhales. And using every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. Begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into that cushion below you. Okay, so I'm seeing some sort of a past life in which there was this insertion of something metallic, but it wasn't done for pleasant purposes. It was actually done as like a bit of a torture device into the spine. And there's also a second past life of having to always be stuck in a corset. So anything that's creating sort of this forced rigidity or this forced stiffening of the spine in the upper body is what we're looking at. And now it feels like there's this rebellion that's happening now around, screw you, I'll be as crooked as I want to be. Or as contorted or as out of alignment as I want to be. There's this fifth house element at play here. Although the fifth house works in a very healthy way with our inner child, it can also create a bit of willpower issues or teenager type of rebellion issues here. So we're actually heading right into the kidney and bladder meridians that work in our primary core energy. The bladder in particular works right alongside the spine and the little muscles. And those intrinsic muscles carry our character. The kidney meridian here is also working as the partner of the bladder, and both of these work with our sexual energy, our sensual energy, and at the heart of that is the vitality that we mentioned earlier. So we're working here with really opening up the perspective within this section of spine into seeing life from a place that can have more options and be more open-minded, one where it can actually breathe and be more open and vital to life versus feeling like it has to rebel and be stuck in a certain type of pattern here. And as we do so, we're literally creating a new flexibility, not just in the physical energy of it all, but also in the mental attitudes that are here. Linking into the pancreas to trust life's processes, as well as the ringing in moon energy, which links into all the cycles that we have in our life, and it's more the short-term cycles. So we're working here with looking at breaking out of any cycles that, again, have been creating that same type of rebellious inflexibility. So where in your life do you continue to force yourself to stay stuck? Where in your life do you just feel stuck as a result of your external environment? What's that one conundrum that you just can't seem to see your way out of? And this is all linking into actually the entire lumbar spine and the relationship that it has with the entire thoracic spine. we need to run a body chemistry of intolerance here, that these two have to be connected. It's as if there's a war between these two. So to help that out, in addition to the body chemistry piece, we're also supporting the immune system by addressing the amygdala. And the amygdala is our decision maker of our brain. It decides what to accept and what to reject from a different standpoint, much like the immune system does, but in a different way. So we're calming down the amygdala's tendency to overreact with hydration, and we're making sure that the crystallinity of the water molecules is in its right formation to be more absorbable and more in alignment for what the amygdala needs. And then we're linking that into the septal region to bring in the energy of bliss and well-being here, as well as the cingulate gyrus to calm down the inner drama queen, or the sense anything that's stressful is really stressful, or anything that is painful is really painful. And in particular, reorienting the sense of life is a restriction to seeing life as an opportunity to literally spread out, to experiment in new ways, to try new things, to take that risk or what seems like a gamble because it's simply just unknown, and to open up into new territory in a way that you may not have before. And using that as a form of sustenance and nourishment, it creates an opportunity to engage in life and to be fed by life versus feeling like you're always having to battle it. Or put out fires. With that, we're going to thoracic two vertebrae, and we're repairing its relationship to the heart, defining it by open-heartedness. And off the back of the heart, which is often where we shove the things that we just don't want anyone to see, we're doing simply an emotional release of hurt. And it's relating to age 18 months in childhood to 2 years. And it's around this theme of just having expectations dashed. And creating within that an unwillingness to trust. And particularly, it's actually a trust of the opposite gender. And it's just the idea that the opposite gender has more of a propensity to attack you. And then we're going to increase the yang, or the masculine energy, in the upper body from diaphragm up. And in particular, on a rajasic level, which relates to anything that needs to move or circulate. So yang energy naturally carries movement with it. And rajasic energy is one that should be moving and not stuck or stagnant in any way, shape, or form. So this relates to the physiology of, for example, air coming in and out of the lungs, blood moving through the blood vessels, cerebrospinal fluid, any of those natural circulation resources that we've mentioned in the past can be impacted here. So blood that carries your sexual energy, your passion, your enthusiasm, your nervous system, which works with that communication with all those neurotransmitters, the lymph system to drain out any low self-esteem, gunk, toxins, waste, your chi, your vitality, consciousness and awareness, down even into those electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Okay, and next we've got the thoracic sixth vertebrae popping up. We're working here with actually repairing its relationship to the stomach meridian. And there's just this chronic nervousness or tension that life isn't going to go how I want it to go. So I shouldn't even bother taking that risk or doing something new or different. So again, this theme is here. And now I'm actually getting this feeling of nausea, like there's this feeling of whatever you're about to embark on is going to bring misery. So that belief system will indeed be self-fulfilling. So we're going to address that and create a level playing ground for whatever it is you're about to embark and embrace on in life. And we're running a permissions here, and the words are, I trust myself. I trust me, actually, for some of you. So, whichever one seems to be the strongest for you, your options are one, I trust myself, or two, I trust me. Whichever words grab you the most or resonate for you the most. This may even be a really good time to actually, if you're listening to the recording, press pause because you're going to say these words out loud until it feels like there's no any sort of emotional hook left. There's a tendency to be able to go into some sort of a self-sabotage mode by saying the words really quietly or loudly. So just being able to say these words until they feel natural and like there's no more emotional attachment left. Even better, if you want to up the ante with this exercise, to find a mirror and do it in a mirror, holding your eye contact while you do so. Okay, when it feels complete to you, you're welcome to even tap head and heart to really integrate this. So take all the time you need. We're going to tap this out here and now. And when you're ready, you can come back to the rest of the recording. And for those of you who are live, if you don't get enough time to do it now, just continue to work with it after the session. Breathing here. Okay, next up we've got both thoracic 4 and 3 coming up at the same time. So I've often referred to when we address one, we often have to address its neighbor. So these two are actually coming up at the same time to be addressed directly. Okay, so 3 is that one that works with feeling like you have to sit there and take it, and there's a chronic suffering from old deep hurts and chaos. You ask for a jerk kind of blame mode. And 4 is that inability to really feel joy, a feeling of powerlessness or rejection of their sexuality. For both of these, we're actually working with a theme of emasculation or castration. There's a past life here of actually being physically castrated as a man. And that seems to be playing out with your inner masculine these days being castrated or emasculated, undermined. If you like, or if you want any more resources on this, the thing that I recommend is the most helpful, is going to a website called queenscode.com, and it works on how They use men and women, but if you can read it from the viewpoint of masculine and feminine, that would be most helpful, even though they don't refer to it as such. Know that the same dynamic is still at play. And they talk about there a great deal of how the feminine can undermine and sabotage themselves by feeling like they need to compete with men or be the better man or masculine. Or. And they go into this in great depth and detail, but they do it in a really light-hearted story way. Doesn't mean that it won't bring up lots for you. Often people tend to cry their way through what they read, and then they experience tremendous relief as they go. So if you buy it on queenscode.com, it's like $15. It also has videos. You can get it on your Kindle if you prefer. There is also a hard copy that you can order these days, I believe, off of Amazon. So check that out if that intrigues you or speaks to you at all. Getting back to this past life, it was a castration involving this metal element. So again, we have this theme of metallic sort of device or instrument being used. So that's come up in the first past life and then this past life, but for different purposes. It's actually linking now into the metal element and your relationship to what the metal element does, which is working with grief energy to disperse. And it also brings things up to the surface. So we're working actually with this theme of what needs to surface, and instead of inhibiting it, and we're going to link that energy of any inhibitions to the heart to allow for a harmonization so that whatever needs to surface can come without having to tear your skin apart, but simply allowing for a rising of whatever needs to arise through what the metal element controls, which is governance of the lungs, which relates to the skin. And naturally helping the skin to detox as whatever is coming up needs to let go of. And if there's things that are coming up that you need to continue to hang on to, then they're going to move forward through the five element cycle and be able to create an expansion in your life. So we're also bringing in the small intestine discernment energy to help between what needs to be let go of and what needs to be expanded in your life to make sure we're not actually expanding the things that need to be let go of or vice versa. Okay, cool. We're going to tap here. Give yourself some slow deep breaths. Okay, love bugs. We're heading into thoracic five next, and we're working with this feeling of terror, actually, in the sense that if I really felt what I am feeling, then everything would completely change in my life. And there's a matrix energy that's hooked into this all that we need to release. Think of matrices as like emotional, emotional releases on steroids. So as we unhook this, with it comes this identity of I am incapable. Okay, and then there's a tendency to go one of two ways now, either an avoidance of the emotions and feelings or a total immersion into feelings and like a wallowing in those. So as we look with either the excess or the deficiency that's here, we're actually going to address that with treating our primary masculine to our primary feminine energies. Best done by linking pineal into pituitary gland, as well as linking the primary masculine and primary feminine matrices themselves together. And we're linking that into just behind the stomach, which is thought to be the home of these matrices and the home of the ego. And it's defined by avoiding reality. So whether you're avoiding reality by feeling absolutely everything or avoiding reality by not feeling at all, excess or deficiency, we're needing to, again, find this balance in the masculine-feminine approach to life right now. It's also defined by hormonal circulation of estrogen, progesterone, as well as testosterone, and looking at all those physiological implications of finding a more grounded hormonal circulation here. And again, we're going to tap. Give yourself some slow, deep inhales and exhales. Okay, loves. Now we're integrating every one of the thoracic vertebrae now into the thoracic spine itself. And we're working with this consciousness of feeling like it's stuck in the middle and always has to be the peacemaker between the lumbar and the cervical spine. So as a result, we're actually going to link all of this, lumbar, thoracic, and cervical sections into the entire reptilian brain. And remind them that they're part of a larger team, so to speak. With pancreas reflex point, which helps to integrate. And to integrate from a place of feeling like they're embraced by their universe. Oh, that seems to elicit a little bit of anxiety, which we need to release from the base of the stomach. And we're just going to make sure that the chi is circulating in the correct direction, that there's no rebelliousness here that's causing it to jump around. It's defined by the acid and base at the pH level. So working also with the Western medicine and physiology understanding here. And balancing out the microbes as well, making sure that there's an adequate interface between the microbes and the stomach lining. And we're going to make sure that there's adequate population here. So we're going to link these microbes into both kidney and bladder energy to help reproduce. And then we're going to tap here. Give yourself some slow, deep inhales and exhales. Okay, now in general, we're linking the spine into the pericardium with its role of heart protection. And it's linking into the dura mater that runs the length of the spinal column. Much like heart protection, think of it as the spine protector. And we're literally just helping give these two some company so that they can feel like they're supported from within the body, like someone else is doing a job similar to it. It's ending the sense of isolation and helping the spine and the heart to work together in a more harmonious manner, in a way that feels more connected. Now, it's actually defined by the maternal, so anything to do with maternal, mothering, mom type of energy down to the energy of Venus with her comfort. It's linked into a fear being held in the hips and buttocks around a fear of letting it all fall away and letting it all fall down. Like if you don't continue to juggle everything that you're doing, everything that you're wanting will just fall away and will crumble down. So we're actually linking that into the consciousness of enthusiasm and inspiration. Enthusiasm literally translates to be with the gods or on theos. And the hips tend to represent the more physical nature that we have. Yet nothing is ever just one thing. So it's looking at rounding out its relationship to the spiritual piece and finding this balance between physicality and spirituality. All right, love bugs, we're going to tap here. Give yourself some slow, deep inhales and exhales. All right, everyone, we are Done for today. So nothing specific for follow-up. So see what feels right for you. We'll obviously be working together, not next week, but in 2 weeks' time frame. And homework in the meantime, till we meet again, is actually to do the upper spine to lower spine reciprocal. So working with each individual vertebrae pairing, if you know them, or just the general hand positions. For those of you unfamiliar with reciprocals, if you haven't done Access or Body Talk Fundamentals, what we're doing here is placing a hand vertically on the low back, the lumbar spine, and a hand horizontal on the back of the neck or the cervical spine, and where it begins. And then tapping head and heart as we connect. Think of it, even though you may not know the individual vertebrae pairings, as connecting these vertebrae between upper spine and lower spine. And then moving the hands in, now they can both face the same direction. So now they can both be horizontal. If it's too hard to do this along your back body, your shoulders may not have the rotation to do it. Mine don't. I bring them around to the front body and I work with it that way. The spine's pretty much in the center, so this will work just as well either way. And then holding the hands here, tapping head and heart again, and then moving the hands inward until they meet in the middle. So this may take 3 or 4 hand positions of simply holding the hands over the spine, then tapping head and heart, moving the hands in towards the midline. When done correctly, we end slightly below the nipple line, although I can appreciate that that changes with time. And just really taking your time here to feel this connection happening between upper and lower spine to synthesize all the work that we're doing. Yeah, so thank you so much for the opportunity to work with you all in this way, love. And I look forward to seeing you all again in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.